Bread and butter wines pair with the life moments you love, offering a rich and jammy Cabernet Sauvignon, a silky smooth Pinot Noir, and a buttery Chardonnay. Bread and butter wines are delicious. Find bread and butter wines in your favorite store.
Moving 92.5. Second date update.
We got an email from one of our listeners who described her first date as messy.
Not physically
messy.
Okay.
Maybe emotionally messy.
Oh, that's even worse.
Or mentally messy.
Oh, my God.
Just messy. I don't really know.
I was hoping she spilled the drink or something.
Well, I know I had a date once that ended with whipped cream all over my pants.
Oh, that was
messy.
I don't think that's emotionally different. Messy.
It was delicious, though, I gotta say. And one of our listeners' name is Mary Louise. Or can I call you Mary? Or do you prefer to be called Mary Louise?
You can totally call me Mary. People call me both.
All right. ML, what's up?
ML.
Mary, I want to hear all about your messy date, but first tell us about the guy that you went out with. What's his name?
His name is Dominic, and he's very cute and very sweet.
Dominic is just a cute name. I mean, like, right? I don't think you can have it without being attractive.
Mm-hmm. I know. It's just a hot name.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, where did you meet Dominic?
So we met online.
Okay.
And we were texting for a little bit. And he was just, he was a gentleman even when we were texting.
Aww.
He asked really intelligent and like insightful things and was just really sweet.
I didn't know that you could come across as a gentleman through text.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Are you kidding me?
You just put a little top hat emoji at the end of your sentences.
That's it, Jeffrey. And a gold coin.
Yeah,
you text
such a gentleman.
Other than you up.
Yeah. Okay.
He didn't ask for nudes. He's the nicest gentleman.
So what did you and Dominic do for your date?
So we went to a restaurant and it was great. Like, he was really sweet and really attractive and complimentary.
Cute.
It was a little awkward because at the very beginning, the menu was like one of those ones that has the barcode thing that you have to scan with your phone.
Ooh,
you know?
I love those.
Wait, I am so out of touch. What is that?
No, you
Brooke,
you sit
are you
down.
Kidding me?
You sit down and there's a barcode, a QR code on the table, and then you scan it and then the menu pops up on your phone.
Oh, I've done that. I just did that for the first time not very long ago, and it was way more work than I wanted it to be.
I agree.
I was like, just someone come to the table.
I loved it.
Yeah, what? Oh my God. I like to put my phone away when I'm out to dinner.
Me
I don't
too.
Want to be like buried in it.
Boring.
I agree.
No, for real.
I'm so old.
Okay. So you went to a nice restaurant where they have QR codes for the menu. Why did you bring that up?
Well, just because that's kind of part of why the date was messy, because I couldn't get my phone to work with the barcode.
I hear you. And like, how are you supposed to ask the waiter or waitress like what they recommend, what they like? Like, all of it takes way longer than it should.
Still come to the table. But.
Well... Not at the right time.
Oh my God.
So you're like ignoring him with your face like in your phone trying to figure out this QR code.
Right. And finally I was just like, hey, listen, I can't pull this up. Do you know how to do this?
Oh man.
I have an older phone and I don't even know if it can do that. Stop helping me, and we got it up and we ordered and everything.
Okay. Were you able to get the date on track from there?
Yes. So from there, that's when he was, you know, asking like really thoughtful questions, and it just felt like a nice connection. You know, we were on the same page. Like, he was very upfront about wanting to eventually settle down and have kids and a family.
Oh my goodness, this is great. I mean, if that's what you're looking for, this is amazing.
Yeah. When you said messy date, I didn't expect like phone troubles to be messy.
Yeah.
Is that the messy part?
No, there's more.
Okay. What happened?
So it starts raining, like after we've eaten and talked and everything. And I had just gotten my hair done that day. And this might be a little high maintenance, but I kind of feel like it's normal. I spent a lot of money like on the color and like a fresh new cut.
Yeah.
And I just didn't want to walk to my car, which was like 3 blocks away.
Oh, yeah.
Even without the hair, I don't want to walk
to my car
3 blocks in the rain.
Okay.
So I just said, hey, is it okay if we wait a little bit for the rain to die down, you know? And he's like, well, how about this? This might be weird, but I would love to just go get your car and pick you up if you're comfortable with that.
Oh.
And so I was like, you know what? Yes, thank you. That's so nice of you.
Good. That's like a gentleman thing.
Wow.
That's
a gentleman and a personal chauffeur.
Yeah. Ooh, score.
Right.
And then he stole it.
Don't tell me he stole the car.
It took a while.
Uh-oh.
And then I'm like, oh, my God, he stole my car.
Oh, no.
No. Oh, my God. Please tell me he just couldn't find it or something.
Yes, he couldn't find it, so he shows up soaking wet.
But that's even better. He's even nicer because he never gave up on you.
Yeah. I'd be so pissed if I was the guy, though. And it was like, I went to where you said, and it's not there.
So wait, did he come back with a car, or did he just come back walking?
He just came back walking, but he goes, hey, I couldn't find it, but I called you an Uber to take you to your car.
An Uber to go 3 blocks?
Sounds like me, dude.
Damn.
For myself.
I mean, that was his idea, though. That wasn't her idea.
Yeah. You weren't wrong, right, Mary, when you said that he's a gentleman. I mean he really goes the extra mile. So how did that end? How did the night end?
We hugged, and that was the end of the date.
No kiss?
No kiss, but he said he really enjoyed meeting me, and, you know, he was still a gentleman, and I still feel like there was a lot of chemistry there, but I'm worried that he thinks I'm high maintenance.
I could see how you might feel that way, but the only way to find out for sure is by calling Dominic.
You don't sound too high maintenance. True. You sound like medium maintenance.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can hear that. Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
All right. Well,
I'm just worried there's like a lot of minuses by my name. You know what I mean?
Well, you're not wrong about that, but let's play a song. We'll come back. We'll call Dominic for you and get your second date update, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Right, hold on. If you're just tuning in for the second date update, we're on the phone with Mary, and I'm assuming Mary's calling us on her 1980s Motorola Dynatac 4000X. Make sure you crank the rotor, Mary, so we get a few more minutes out of this call, okay?
Yes.
I say that because at dinner, the restaurant requires you to scan a QR code in order to see their menu, and Mary said her phone was having trouble doing that because it's so old.
Oh.
Not a great look.
Yeah.
Oh, it's fine. Come on, don't be so judgy.
She also said because it was raining after the meal, she sent her date Dominic out to find her car for her and bring it back to the restaurant so her hair wouldn't get wet.
Well, he volunteered.
Yeah, he did.
Yes.
He did.
Well, when he couldn't find it, though, he just called her an Uber out of the generosity of his own heart to drive her 3 blocks to her car.
Which is cute.
It is cute. She described him as being a complete and total gentleman during the date.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Mary, gentlemen always return a lady's phone calls and texts.
Ooh.
And he's not doing that anymore.
There's no type of polite ghosting.
No, there's not.
True.
So now we're going to try and figure out what's going on.
Thank you.
Have you talked to him at all, Mary?
No, I haven't. I tried to reach out. Granted, it could be my phone, but I doubt it.
She's still T9ing.
Yeah. All right.
I was playing Snake, and I totally didn't see it.
Here we go, Mary.
Your boss doesn't even know what you're talking about.
Yeah, we'll talk about Snake later.
I've got the phone number. I'm going to dial it, and we're going to get you your second date update. You ready?
Okay, yes.
Okay, I'm dialing it now.
I'm so excited for you.
Here we go.
Hello.
Hi, I'm looking for Dominic.
Speaking, who's this?
Hey, Dominic, my name's Jeffrey from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. How you doing?
I'm fine. What is this regarding?
This is regarding a segment that we do on our show called The Second Date Update. Have you ever heard of that before?
I don't think I have.
Mm. Okay, well, it's really fun, and now you're part of it.
For some people.
Yeah, that's true. I shouldn't jump to conclusions. But the way that it works is if you go out with someone and afterwards, if they're not calling you back, you can email us and we'll reach out to them for you to try and help you figure out the reason why.
Okay.
And so recently you went out with a woman who's been trying to get a hold of you. Her name's Mary.
Yeah, all of this is true. Yeah.
Okay. I can't read that laugh, man. I don't know if that was like, oh, Mary, or ooh.
Or if it was like, oh, Mary.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. I mean, the reason why she reached out to us is because she had a great time with you. And she's confused why you've been avoiding her ever since the date.
Really? That's surprising to hear.
Really?
What?
I mean, her description of the date, there was a couple like little missteps. But overall, it sounds like you guys had a real connection.
Yeah.
I'm curious to hear what she categorized as the missteps.
Well, she mentioned that there was a little bit of trouble pulling up the menu at the restaurant because her phone was having some issues.
Technical difficulties.
Yeah, I mean, there's like the QR codes. You just hover your camera over that and it pop open.
We know how to use them.
Yeah.
Sure.
I mean, was that a big turnoff to you that she had an old phone?
No, that wasn't a big turnoff. Like, she just didn't know how to use a QR code. Not a big deal.
Okay.
But you know, she handed me her phone so I could give her hand with it. And as I was helping her, a text message popped up.
Oh, no.
Oh.
From someone named Mr. Big.
We all got a Mr. Big in our phone, right?
Jose, that is a Sex in the City reference.
Yeah.
Mr. Big was Carrie Bradshaw's, like, it guy that always got away. Like, the elusive one that got away.
I did not know.
Not what you were thinking.
And that is, it's not a good sign.
My bad.
In my opinion, either way you slice it, it's not great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It had a message, I'm thinking about you, and then a wink emoji.
Oh.
Still the same thing I'm
thinking. Yeah, but you guys are on a first date. Like, you don't...
Exactly. I mean, she's at liberty to date other people. It's our first date. It's not a big deal.
Oh, so, well, he seems pretty reasonable.
Yeah, I mean, it's cool of you to look past that. So that's not the reason that you're not calling her back. There's something else?
Yeah. So, I don't know what she's told you, but she got her hair done and she didn't want to get it wet. So,
right.
Yeah.
She mentioned that she parked a ways away and that you volunteered to go retrieve her car for her so her hair wouldn't get wet.
Yeah.
She really thought that was a strong move on your part.
All of us did.
And she felt really bad when she sent you in the wrong direction.
Yeah.
That was an honest mistake.
Actually, I have to correct you on that. I might not have disclosed everything to her.
What do you mean?
What?
I actually found her car.
What? Why would you lie about that? That is so weird.
Yeah.
Well, I went in and I put the key in the ignition and her GPS popped up. And I was curious.
Oh, no.
Maybe this isn't the most honorable thing, but I just looked at the at home. You know, there's a home button and it takes you back to your home address.
Creepy. Yeah.
Well, fair, but I just didn't know because she got that text message. I saw it.
Yeah, you can't help but snoop a little here and there.
Yeah, you
but,
actually
okay,
can
wait,
help.
Hold on, though. What are you going to find out from a home address? It's not going to say Mr. and Mrs. House or something.
Mr. Big's house?
Yeah.
Well, you can Google a home and see who has the title for the home.
Okay,
well,
now we're getting deep.
That's
now
can you? Tell me more.
Pro level.
I mean, yeah, it's public record. What are you talking about?
So I went to the county website, I looked up the records, and figured out that the home that she lives in is owned by a guy.
A guy?
Okay, everybody calm down.
Whoa!
Okay. You don't know, she rents, okay? She lives with her brother.
Or she's married, she has a boyfriend, she has five boyfriends.
Oh my
her
God.
Dad
we
bought
are
the
jumping.
House for her.
Oh!
Seriously?
Whoa.
There could be an explanation
there's
there.
There's 1,000 explanations
no,
to
no.
her not owning her own
if
home.
If a guy owns the property, she's bad news, bro. I got your back on this.
That is dumb.
Thank you, man. I got you, too.
Yeah, well, bro. Stick together
okay.
on this.
Slow down, Dominic.
Yeah, did you ever, I mean, obviously you didn't ask her about this. I feel like it's something you should have brought up to her.
I didn't need to ask. I mean, she's getting texts from some dude named Mr. Big, and she's living at some guy's house. I mean, but just felt like the signs were there, and they were presenting themselves pretty clearly to me.
This is so dumb. We don't even...
There's so many questions here.
Yeah, exactly.
She's not in another relationship.
Well,
she wouldn't be calling a radio show if she was in another relationship. That doesn't make any sense.
But she didn't know that that guy was in her car and saw that information. Maybe she thought it was all hidden.
She'd be the worst cheater ever if she's on the phone with us.
We don't have a lot of good cheaters come on this show. They're all pretty bad at it. And I think only way to do this is to directly ask her. Because, Dominic, I need to let you know, Mary's on the other line listening, and she wants to talk
to
you.
She's on the line?
Yes.
Yeah.
She's
extra sneaky.
Don't you just want to ask her?
Mary?
Yeah?
Guilty.
That is an evil voice right there. Watch out, Dominic.
A lot of questions coming your way. What's going on?
Uh-oh, Mrs. Big.
Dominic, I'm really disappointed that you did this. Like, this is really bad.
Ooh. Wait, what did I do that is really bad?
Like, invasion of privacy. You're looking at my GPS and records somewhere I live. Like,
you asked me to go get your car. I had a little bit of information that was there. It's not like I'm stalking you here.
You didn't even tell me you found my car. You lied about that.
A gentleman never finds a car and tells.
No, my God. I mean, Dominic, just ask her, Dominic. Ask her if she's in a relationship.
Yeah, okay. Are you in a relationship?
I live.
Oh, wow. Damn it, Mary! Yeah. Oh,
it's complicated.
Oh, no.
Mary!
It's always complicated.
I had your back.
Oh, my gosh. Damn, I didn't think it was true, dude.
Okay.
Mary, answer. Let her finish. Let her finish.
Okay, so I'm still living with him, but we have had the conversation about breaking up. Like, we're on the way out.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. So you've had the conversation about breaking up does not sound to me like you have broken up.
Exactly.
Damn it. This is why you always go through people's things.
The guy that you're currently with, that is Mr. Big.
Yeah.
Oh my
I don't even know if I even believe that anymore, Mary. I think Mr. Big's another one. What are you doing?
Mary.
This never would have happened if he didn't go through my stuff. This relationship is on the way out. It's going to end in like 2 weeks.
Oh, that is still not an excuse.
So, Mary, you play on the date with Dominic for 2 weeks then. Like, after you break up, you don't do the date before you break up.
It's messy right now. We still sleep together.
That's the mess?
Dang.
Dominic, how are you feeling, man?
I'm feeling like my snooping has been validated here. I mean,
Dominic, I'm going to follow my sword right now, and I feel like I should issue you an apology.
Brooke is the bigger woman here.
I was wrong.
Don't apologize to him. He lied. He went through my stuff, and he didn't tell me.
No, you can't be upset about lying anymore, Mary. You're the bigger liar.
Mary, you're with somebody else. That's the bottom line.
We can't ask you to go on another date. Like, we can't.
Brooke, of course I can do that. I can ask whatever I want when I'm running this show.
Of course Mary's going to say yes.
So with that being said, Dominic, we would not love, but we're offering to send you out on another date with Mary, and we'll pay for it.
Do you have to ask? I mean, she's in a relationship. It's a hard no.
What a gentleman. Mary, don't be calling radio stations until after you break up with someone.
She doesn't have to be single then.
I'm fine. I don't want to go on another date with liars.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
I get that.
Awkward.
And Mary, maybe like get a new phone that has better privacy settings so that they can't get in there and see.
Like a lock screen?
Because that was obviously the issue.
That was the problem.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.